In Bahrain, protesters are demanding the United States and Britain stop supporting the ruling monarchy. Demonstrators in the village of Ma'mir in the eastern city of Sitra are also calling for an end to the Al Khalifa regime. The tiny kingdom has been the scene of anti-regime demonstrations for more than a year now. Protesters want the longtime rulers to leave power and give their place to a democratically elected government. They're also calling for social justice as well as the release of all political prisoners. Regime forces have killed scores of people and arrested thousands more. Well, joining us on the line from Manama now is Nabil Rajab. He's with the Bahrain Center for Human Rights. Many thanks for joining us here on Press TV, Mr. Rajab. Now, for the past year and a half almost, we're hearing of nothing but a brutal crackdown and suppression of the protest movement that's rising up in Bahrain against the ruling Al Khalifa monarchy. As a human rights defender yourself, just walk us through the experiences you faced throughout this revolution.
Well, the government does not seem that they're willing to change their attitude towards people fighting for democracy and justice in this part of the world, especially with the silence of international community, with the silence of the European community and United States government, which is being seen here as a green signal, as go-ahead signal, in continuing violation and crimes against people. It's still Bahrain government, with all the crime committed by the regime, yet not received any strong reaction from the international community for what they've been doing. That's why you see more arrests in a daily basis. People are still ill-treated, systematically tortured, houses being raided, mosques being destroyed, and a lot of houses, cars being fired and burned down with tear gas, collective punishment against a lot of villages, checkpoints, humiliating people everywhere. So it is the same thing started a year and a half ago. The economy is almost collapsed in this country. Businesses are leaving or shutting down their businesses because of the political situation, which does not seem, where we don't see any signal or indication as of this moment that there will be a political solution. The latest was of the Kuwaiti initiative by the Kuwaiti Emir to reconcile between the King of Bahrain and the people of Bahrain. But it seems that the King of Bahrain has rejected the Kuwaiti initiative in the past few days. That leads us to believe that there is no hope that is expected in any time soon. We don't see any indication. Where the gap between the ruling elite and the people of Bahrain is getting wider, and the crisis is getting deeper, and the government of Bahrain still believes that with violence, with importing mercenaries from outside, with buying arms from the United States, they could solve their problem. Although it did not silence the people in the past few months, but still the government of Bahrain believes with violence, with killing people, arresting people, they will have an end to the struggle of Bahrainis for freedom and democracy.
Right, Mr. Rajab, you yourself have been detained multiple times for the part you've played in this revolution. Tell us a bit more about the way you were dealt with by the regime forces for just voicing the need for democracy and equal rights in Bahrain.
Well, I spent most of my last 2 months in jail, and I have 5 cases going on in the court now against me, and it's all of them about my Twitter and my tweets, criticizing the Prime Minister, criticizing the King, or calling for protest, empowering people to fight for their rights, and this is the cost of people expressing their opinion in this part of the world. I am one of many hundreds of people who've been detained and ill-treated just for an opinion they had, for a statement they made criticizing so-and-so. person. But there was one thing that I am sure of, that they would not silence me, they will not silence the people with this repression. And I am continuing my work, as thousands of people who've been in detention, they're continuing their work. Government has to believe, finally. Violence, jail, torturing will not solve a political problem. Political crisis needs a political solution. Still, we don't see any political will among the ruling family. But what I'm saying is that the Bahrain government will not end up their crisis with violence or with putting people in jail. They have, after all, to find a political solution, and that political solution should be there with the pressure from the international community, which we have not seen yet. Unfortunately, the double standard politics of many countries, many Western countries, have led the government to continue their violence and their violation against people. We urge the international community to act in equal manner towards all revolution, whether it is in Bahrain or Syria or Iraq or any other country. This is human rights.
Right, and Mr. Rajab, the latest protests are calling on the U.S. and Britain to stop supporting the monarchy in Bahrain. How much of this support that the monarchy has been receiving from the U.S. and Britain and other countries as well has gone towards emboldening the regime and its forces in blatantly and brutally suppressing the revolution there?
Well, that protest you're talking about, it comes as a reaction to the UK and United States position on the Human Rights Council. As you know, that there were a resolution on the Human Rights Council 2 days ago and signed by 27 countries. UK and United States, which consider to be the closest ally of Bahrain, they have refused to sign this resolution. And unfortunately, the same UK resolution that talks about democracy in many parts of the world, when it comes to Bahrain, they are reluctant to react to the violence, to the crime committed by Bahraini government. That shows the double standard. That shows the hypocrisy of Western governments when it comes to democracy, when it comes to justice. That shows that those countries, when they talk about justice and democracy, they mean only those countries they have a problem with, but they don't talk about their allies who are dictators or repressive regimes who commit crime against their own people. Unfortunately, those countries that ask Russia to stop selling arms to repressive regimes and dictators, at the same time they are selling arms to Bahrain government. This is a hypocrisy. This is a double standard politics. Unfortunately, our people are paying the price for their hypocrisy. This has to stop. The international community, people around the world, freedom fighters should fight the hypocrisy of the some European government and United States government.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there. That was Nabil Rajab with the Bahrain Center for Human Rights. They're joining us on the line from Manama. Mr. Rajab, thank you for your comments here on Press TV.